And again, I say to you, Abraham and Sarah sit upon a throne, for he could not be there if not for Sarah's covenant with him. Isaac and Rebekah sit upon a throne, and Isaac likewise could not be there if not for Rebekah's covenant with him. And Jacob and Rachel sit upon a throne, and Jacob could not be there if not for Rachel's covenant with him. And all these have ascended above dominions and principalities and powers to abide in my kingdom. Therefore, the marriage covenant is needed for all those who would likewise seek to obtain from me the right to continue their seed into eternity. For only through marriage can thrones and kingdoms be established. I, the Lord, say to you, with these additions, what you have gathered as scriptures are acceptable to me for this time, and contain many plain and precious things. Nevertheless, whoso is enlightened by the Spirit shall obtain the greater benefit, because you need not think they contain all my words, nor that more will not be given, for there are many things yet to be restored unto my people. It is ordained that some things are only to be given to people who are mine, and cannot otherwise be given to mankind on earth. You do not yet understand the glory to be revealed unto my covenant people. And now I will accept what you have produced, and you need not labor further to recover my words, but to complete your labors as you have agreed. You have inquired about the details, including punctuation, and what I say unto one, I say unto all. I have given to you my doctrine, and have also revealed teachings, commandments, precepts, and principles to guide you, and it is not meet that I command you in all things. Reason together, and apply what I have given you, and it will be enough. The Book of Mormon was translated by the gift and power of God, and the language given to Joseph was precious. There were things of beauty in language I revealed to Joseph that have been lost. Your work has been aided by the labor of Royal Skousen, whose diligence has pleased me. When the sealed portion of the Book of Mormon is brought forth, then will you know and understand how great things were lost to you. There will yet be records restored from all the tribes that will be gathered again into one. And also, as I have said, there is some truth in the Apocrypha, including the pseudepigrapha, and scrolls recovered at Nag Hammadi, and other New Testament texts recovered since the time of Joseph Smith and findings at Qumran. And there are other records yet to be recovered, and whoso is enlightened by the Spirit shall obtain benefit by their careful study. It is not enough to receive my covenant, you must also abide it. And all who abide it, whether on this land or any other land, will be mine, and I will watch over them and protect them in the day of harvest, and gather them in as a hen gathers her chicks under her wings. I will number you among the remnant of Jacob, no longer outcasts, and you will inherit the promises of Israel. You shall be my people, and I will be your God, and the sword will not devour you. And unto those who will receive will more be given, until they know the mysteries of God in full. But remember that without the fruit of repentance and a broken heart and a contrite spirit, you cannot keep my covenant, for I, your Lord, am meek and lowly of heart. Be like me. You have all been wounded, your hearts pierced through with sorrows because of how the world has treated you. But you have also scarred one another by your unkind treatment of each other, and you do not notice your misconduct toward others because you think yourself justified in this. You bear the scars on your countenances from the soles of your feet to the head, and every heart is faint. Your visages have been so marred that your hardness, mistrust, suspicions, resentments, fear, jealousies, and anger toward your fellow man bear outward witness of your inner self. You cannot hide it. When I appear to you, instead of confidence, you feel shame. You fear and withdraw from me because you bear the blood and sins of your treatment of brothers and sisters. Come to me, and I will make sins as scarlet become white as snow, and I will make you stand boldly before me, confident of my love. I descended below it all, and know the sorrows of you all, and have borne the grief of it all, and I say to you, Forgive one another. Be tender with one another. Pursue judgment. Bless the oppressed. Care for the orphan and uplift the widow in her need. For I have redeemed you from being orphaned and taken you that you are no longer a widowed people. Rejoice in me and rejoice with your brethren and sisters who are mine also. Be one. You pray each time you partake of the sacrament to always have my spirit to be with you. And what is my spirit? It is to love one another as I have loved you. Do my works and you will know of my doctrine, for you will uncover hidden mysteries by obedience to the things that can be uncovered in no other way. This is the way I will restore knowledge to my people. If you return good for evil, you will cleanse yourself and know the joy of your master. You call me Lord and do well to regard me so, but to know your Lord is to love one another. Flee from the cares and longings that belong to Babylon. Obtain a new heart, for you have all been wounded. In me you will find peace, and through me will come Zion, a place of peace and safety. There are only two ways, the way I lead that goes upward in light and truth unto eternal lives, and if you turn from it, you follow the way of darkness and the deaths. Those who want to come where I am must be able to abide the conditions established for my Father's kingdom. I have given to you the means to understand the conditions you must abide. I came and lived in the world to be the light of the world. I have sent others who have testified of me and taught you. I have sent my light into the world. Let not your hearts remain divided from one another and divided from me. Be of one heart and regard one another with charity. Measure your words before giving voice to them and consider the hearts of others. Although a man may err in understanding concerning many things, yet he can view his brother with charity and come unto me, and through me he can with patience overcome the world. I can bring him to understanding and knowledge. Therefore, if you regard one another with charity, then your brother's error in understanding will not divide you. I lead to all truth. I will lead all who come to me to the truth of all things. The fullness is to receive the truth of all things, and this too from me, in power, by my word, and in very deed. For I will come to you if you will come unto me. Study to learn how to respect your brothers and sisters and to come together by precept, reason, and persuasion rather than sharply disputing and wrongly condemning each other, causing anger. Take care how you invoke my name. Mankind has been controlled by the adversary through anger and jealousy, which has led to bloodshed and the misery of many souls. Even strong disagreements should not provoke anger, nor to invoke my name in vain, as if I had part in your every dispute. Pray together in humility, and together meekly present your dispute to me, and if you are contrite before me, I will tell you my part. You are not excused from writing a statement of principles that I have required at your hands. I forbade my servant David from participating, and again forbid him. But I require a statement of principles to be adopted by the mutual agreement of my people. For if you cannot do so, you will be unable to accomplish other works that I will require at your hands. When you have an agreed statement of principles, I require it to also be added as a guide and standard for my people to follow. Remember, there are others who know nothing as yet of my work now underway, and therefore the guide and standard is to bless, benefit, and inform them. So I command you to be wise in word and kind in deed as you write what I require of you. Do not murmur, saying, "Too much has been required at our hands in too short a time." If your hearts were right, it was a light thing I have asked. You hinder and delay, and then you say, "I require too much of you," and do not allow you time, when, if your hearts were right, and you prepared yourselves, you could have finished this work long ago. Do you indeed desire to be my people? Then accept and do as I have required. And again, the husband is to hold priesthood, to baptize and bless the sacrament of bread and wine in the home. and the husband and wife are to bless their children together. For the husband to use authority to administer outward ordinances outside his own family, his wife must sustain him. I have told you that to remove authority to use priesthood outside a man's family requires a unanimous decision by 12 women. A council of 12 women must be convened either in the man's home fellowship among those who are acquainted with his daily walk, or in private at a general conference, also including among the 12 women from the conference those who are acquainted with his daily walk, so that no injustice results. Reinstatement of the man's authority must be considered by the same council of 12 women when the man petitions for the decision to be rescinded and requires 7 of the 12 to agree upon his reinstatement, which can occur at any time. During the period of suspension, nothing affects the man's duties and responsibility in his own family. There remains great work yet to be done. Receive my covenant and abide in it, not as in the former time when jarring, jealousy, contention, and backbiting caused anger, broke hearts, and hardened the souls of those claiming to be my saints, but receive it in spirit, in meekness, and in truth. I have given you a former commandment that I, the Lord, will forgive whom I will forgive, but of you it is required to forgive all men. And again I have taught you that if you forgive men their trespasses, your heavenly Father will also forgive you. But if you forgive not men their trespasses, neither will your heavenly Father forgive your trespasses. How do I act toward mankind? If men intend no offense, I take no offense. But if they are taught and should have obeyed, then I reprove and correct and forgive and forget. You cannot be at peace with one another if you take offense when none is intended. But again I say, judge not others except by the rule you want to be used to weigh yourself. I will give you words to speak to the people to accept my covenant, and you shall read those words to them. Read first to the people these words I now speak, and then read the words of the covenant, and the people who will receive and do my words and my covenant shall then stand and say yes. Then, by my law and my word, they will be mine, and I will be with and lead my people onward through the Spirit of truth, the Comforter, the record of heaven, the peaceable things of immortal glory, even the Holy Ghost, which will abide with them, and you will be children of the Most High God, fellow servants and numbered with the congregation of the just. Therefore, rejoice. And the angels are given charge to watch over and protect my people. My eyes are over the whole earth, and all men everywhere are before me. Men conspire to overthrow and oppress and use violence to control others through fear. My spirit restrains the destroyer to allow those who are in the world and willing to give heed to my words time to prepare. But I will not always suffer with the wickedness of man. The earth groans under the wickedness of mankind upon her face, and she longs for peace to come. She withholds the abundance of her bounty because of the offenses of men against me, against one another, and against her. But if righteousness returns and my people prove by their actions, words, and thoughts to yield to my spirit and hearken to my commandments, then will the earth rejoice, for the feet of those who cry peace upon her mountains are beautiful indeed, and I, the Lord, will bring again Zion, and the earth will rejoice. In the world, tares are ripening, and so I ask you, what of the wheat? Let your pride and your envy and your fears depart from you. I will come to my tabernacle and dwell with my people in Zion, and none will overtake it. Cry peace, proclaim my words, invite those who will repent to be baptized and forgiven, and they shall obtain my spirit to guide them. The time is short, and I come quickly. Therefore, open your mouths and warn others to flee the wrath which is to come, as men in anger destroy one another. The wicked shall destroy the wicked, and I will hold the peacemakers in the palm of my hand, and none can take them from me. Be comforted, be of good cheer, Rejoice and look up, for I am with you who remember me and all those who watch for me always, even unto the end. Amen. There are four questions I will read. Please remain seated until the four questions have all been read. If, after you hear all four questions, you can answer yes to all four, then you will be asked to stand and say yes to accept. First, do you believe all the words of the Lord which have been read to you this day, and know them to be true, and from the Lord Jesus Christ, who has condescended to provide them to you? And do you covenant with him to cease to do evil and to seek to continually do good? Second, do you have faith in these things and receive the scriptures approved by the Lord as a standard to govern you in your daily walk in life, to accept the obligations established by the Book of Mormon as a covenant and to use the scriptures to correct yourselves and to guide your words, thoughts, and deeds? Third, do you agree to assist all others who covenant to likewise accept this standard to govern their lives to keep the Lord's will, to succor those who stand in need, to lighten the burdens of your brothers and sisters whenever you are able, and to help care for the poor among you? Fourth, and do you covenant to seek to become of one heart with those who seek the Lord to establish his righteousness? If you agree, please stand wherever you are located, either here or in a remote location, to be recognized and numbered by God and his angels. All those standing, please confirm you are willing to accept this covenant by saying yes. Please be seated. Now, hear the words of the Lord to those who receive this covenant this day. All you who have turned from your wicked ways and repented of your evil doings, of lying and deceiving, and of all whoredoms and of secret abominations, idolatries, murders, priestcrafts, envying and strife, and from all wickedness and abominations, and have come unto me and been baptized in my name, and have received a remission of your sins, and received the Holy Ghost, are now numbered with my people who are of the house of Israel. I say to you, teach your children to honor me. Seek to recover the lost sheep remnant of this land and of Israel, and no longer forsake them. Bring them unto me, and teach them of my ways to walk in them. And I, the Lord your God, will be with you, and will never forsake you, and I will lead you in the path which will bring peace to you in the troubling season now fast approaching. I will raise you up and protect you, and abide with you, and gather you in due time. And this shall be a land of promise to you as your inheritance from me. The earth will yield her increase, and you will flourish upon the mountains and upon the hills, and the wicked will not come against you, because the fear of the Lord will be with you. I will visit my house, which the remnant of my people shall build, and I will dwell therein to be among you. And no one will need to say, Know ye the Lord, for you all shall know me, from the least to the greatest. I will teach you things that have been hidden from the foundation of the world, and your understanding will reach unto heaven. And you shall be called the children of the Most High God. And I will preserve you against the harvest. And the angels sent to harvest the world will gather the wicked into bundles to be burned, but will pass over you as my peculiar treasure. But if you do not honor me, nor seek to recover my people Israel, nor teach your children to honor me, nor care for the poor among you, nor help lighten one another's burdens, then you have no promise from me, and I will raise up other people who will honor and serve me, and give unto them this land, and if they repent, I will abide with them. The time is now far spent, therefore, labor with me, and do not forsake my covenant to perform it. Study my words, and let them be the standard for your faith, and I will add thereto many treasures. Love one another, and you will be mine, and I will preserve you, and raise you up, and abide with you forever. Amen.